Andy Y, weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 87. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 58. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday. Sunny with our high of 91. And showers may continue early Friday night, then staying clear with a low of 67. Mostly sunny and 89 throughout Saturday. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers Saturday night with a low of 68. More rain on Sunday with a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently at 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest statewide study shows that more than 50% of rural hospitals across the state of Kansas are at risk of closing, saying that out of the 104 rural hospitals in the state, 60 are at risk of closing, with 29 in immediate danger.
Well, it's frightening. That's a frightening number because 50% of those hospitals are providing services, critical services.
That was Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on KWCH News, where she says the Medicaid expansion would be the simple solution to save some of the rural hospitals, but not sure why we haven't done it yet.
Well, that's a really good question, and one I am searching for the answer to. That would provide services for 150,000 more Kansans.
But according to Kansas State Senator Beverly Gossage, she says there is a good reason to not expand Medicaid.
It's very difficult for them to get in to see somebody because Medicaid, again, reimbursement is so low. That many doctors, hospitals, they can only take a certain percentage.
At American Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
The Kansas Forest Service has announced that firefighters from around the state of Kansas have sent off to the state of Alaska to help battle wildfires around the area. WIBW reports that the Kansas Fire Module had assisted the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection with multiple state wildfires, saying it is the first time to move to the state of Alaska as they are cooperating with fire departments. That includes a roster of those with the Kansas Forest Service, the Garden City Firefighters, and Olathe Firefighters Departments. They say they are working with limited logistical support and crews at multiple incidents, as the majority of those from Kansas have been centered at Tonk, Alaska, to help with fires at Jan Creek and Mansfield Creek. In other news, with the kickoff of the fall school season, Shawnee County pools have announced that they are closing down for the end of the summertime. As they say, many of the lifeguards and other staff are heading back to the classrooms. And according to the Shawnee County Parks and Recreation, they say that it was a successful year for visitors and staff in the community, trying to keep individuals cool during the extreme heat seasons. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Central Community College in Grand Island, Nebraska has been one of the few colleges across the nation to receive a grant from the metal band Metallica. As they say, they provide scholarships and grants for students across the nation as part of the All Within My Hand Metallica Scholars Initiative, with the money going this year to the Criminal Justice Department at the university, saying that the funds will help out students that are trying to get into the criminal justice program.
So it provides funding mostly for scholarships for criminal justice students, but there's also some extra funds in there to help us with some materials, forensic supplies, and a couple field trips. But we've been able to mostly direct it towards students.
That was Michael David, the director for the Criminal Justice Department at Central Community College on KSNB Local Channel 4, Only 31 institutions across the nation have been selected for the nationwide program from the metal band of Metallica, and says that the criminal justice majors will be practicing on criminal investigations at certain scenes.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, this is Max Blasky. Heading into the 2023-2024 school year, USD 498 Valley Heights will have many new faces throughout the district. One of those faces, first-year superintendent Sean Spoontz, steps into the role bringing 24 years of experience as an athletic director, teacher, and principal. The 2019 FCCLA Teacher of the Year at Eureka Junior Senior High School, Mr. Spoontz will look to bring leadership and communication to the district this school year.
As students and staff get ready to go back to school, KNDY was able to catch up with new superintendent Sean Spoots of USD 498 Valley Heights. Valley Heights begin their new school year Thursday, August 17th for a half a day. New superintendent Sean Spoots is excited to have the teachers and kids back into the building. He is committed to increasing communication. Patrons can access building and district newsletters weekly on Fridays on the district website or their Facebook page. Mr. Spoontz would like to welcome new staff members: Carrie Husband, Ag Instructor; Elizabeth Bergkamp Miller, Art Instructor; Drew Honus, Physical Education Instructor; Ryan Ehrlich, Special Education Instructor; and Kaylee Brenner, K-12 Social Emotional Counselor. As always, we would like to thank Mr. Spoontz for taking time to visit with us and wish all of the students and staff a great start to their 2023-24 school year.
Starting school Thursday, August 17th, USD 113 Prairie Hills Axtell School District has seen changes after the closure of the Wetmore Junior Senior High School at the end of last year's school year. Superintendent Todd Evans spoke about new faces and the excitement surrounding the start of the school year.
This is Stacy reporting from the KNDY studio. As the students and staff get ready to go back to school, I had a chance to catch up with Superintendent Todd Evans from USD 113 Prairie Hills. Prairie Hills will begin their first day of school on Thursday, August 17th. Mr. Evans is excited to have students and staff back in the building. He'd like to welcome new staff. They are Jackie Miller at Axtell in the fifth grade. Julie Lane will be at Axtell teaching ELA. And Lisa Othmer will be in Axtell teaching music. You can find the school supply list on the district website. And back to school night for pre-K through fifth grade will be Tuesday, August 15th at 5:30. For communication regarding Axtell Public Schools, check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/APS Eagles. As always, we thank Mr. Evans for taking time with us today, and we wish all the staff and students a great start to their new school year.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Oquito. Residents should boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes and do not use ice from a household automatic ice maker. If tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines by letting water run until it clears. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces by immersion for at least 1 minute in clean tap water. It contains 1 teaspoon of unscented household bleach per gallon of water. Water used for bathing is not generally needed to be boiled. Supervision of children is necessary while bathing, so water is not ingested. The advisory will remain in effect until conditions are advised by Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Water main break causing low water pressure in the distribution system. may cause the risk of bacterial contamination. Again, residents of the city of Okito are advised a boil water advisory is in effect until further notice. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, August 11th. This month's box includes frozen whole chickens. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the time of distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. This, again, is for qualified Marshall County residents only. Deborah A. Debbie Nemechek, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Debbie Nemechek. Gary L. Paul, age 78, formerly of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 6, at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home Wymore in charge of arrangements for Gary Paul. John J. Blecka, age 91, of Seneca, formerly of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Saturday at 10 a.m. with a visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for John Blecka. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken fried steak with mashed potato, asparagus, and melon mix. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, tomatoes and zucchini, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Then showers may continue into Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Then another slight chance for some scattered showers over Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms do pick up on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then scattered showers continue into Sunday night as well, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Some rain in the morning on Monday, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And more sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90, record high on this date, 114. The average low, 68, the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:35. Sunny and 64 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Baseball history in Philadelphia. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Two outs, top of the ninth at Citizens Bank Park.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a high fly ball. Center field coming in is Rojas. He's calling. He has got it.
Yeah.
And the Phillies pile out. out of the dugout in front of the mound. They celebrate a no-hitter tonight.
The call on WIP, Michael Lorenzen making just his second start for the Phils after they acquired him from the Tigers at the trade deadline, obtaining baseball immortality, firing the 14th no-hitter in franchise history on 124 pitches. Phillies blanked the Nationals 7-0 in Oakland.
1-0 pitch on the way is driven to left center and deep and way back in.
The call on KNEW, Zach Geloff's solo blast providing some insurance. A's blanked the Rangers 2-0 to run their winning streak to 8 games. The Braves blew a 4-0 lead on the Pirates, but escaped thanks to an Austin Riley sack fly in the top of the 8th. Braves edged the Pirates 6-5. Kyle Tucker did it again in Baltimore.
3-1. And Tucker hammers this one deep to right center field, and you can kiss that one goodbye.
The call on KBME, a night after launching the go-ahead grand slam. Kyle Tucker's two-run shot jump-started the Astros offense on their way to an 8-2 win over the Orioles. Dusty Baker's 2,159th managerial victory, moving into seventh place all time. The AL Central leading Twins dropped their second straight to the Tigers, final score 9-5. In Phoenix, the Dodgers and D-backs were locked in a scoreless game in the top of the 8th.
The 2-1 pitch from Nelson. Swung on, base hit right field. Freeman's going to score. They're going to send Smith. Here comes the throw to the plate from Carroll. Smith slides. He's safe.
The call on KLAC, David Peralta's two-run double was the offense. Dodgers beat the D-backs 2-0. The NL Central leading Brewers beat the Rockies 7-6. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, August the 10th. Before we get going on this Thursday, let's review yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. September corn, 481, down 4 3/4. Corn for December, 494 and a quarter. That's down 4 1/2. Kansas City wheat for September, 761 and a half, down 9. Kansas City wheat for December, 776. That's down 5 1/2. Oats for September, 414 and a half. Final price, that's down 3 3/4. December oats closed at 434 and a quarter. That's also down 3 3/4. Kansas, August for soybeans. August soybeans, 1431 and a half. Final price up 1 1/2. September soybeans finished at 1355 and a quarter. Up 1 3/4. Cotton for October, 86.11 final price. That's down 9 cents. December cotton, 85.35. That's up 15 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for August, 180.57 and a half, and that is up 85 and a half cents. High was $180.67 and a half cents. Low, $179.45. Live cattle for October, $181.70. Up 80 cents, high $181.87.5, low $180.52.5. Feeder cattle for August, $247.15, that's up $1.15. High was $247.45, low $245.95. September feeders, $250.62.5, and that's up $1.20. High was $251. Low was $249.20. And that's a look at your market information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Things happening in space have the ability to impact the industry of agriculture. K-State Precision Agriculture economist Terry Griffin discusses what is happening and the implications it could have on producers being able to use their GPS systems on their tractors and its domino effect.
One of the issues that came up initially was GPS not being operational in some places in the world due to solar activity. And the way I understand it as being a non-physicist is when the signals coming from the GPS satellites are entering the atmosphere and there is scintillation in the atmosphere, it could cause those signals not to arrive at the Earth's surface to be received by the globes on tractors or even the GPS on our cell phones. And when these events occur, It's been annoying, more so than catastrophic. But when it's a GPS is not getting a location fix, you know, and it's in the heat of planting or spraying or even harvesting, it could be quite frustrating.
Griffin says there are solar cycles, and in the past, they might not have been as noticeable.
Solar cycles are about 11 years in length, and we're approaching the maximum. You know, it doesn't take that many cycles going back in time where we did not have as strong reliance upon digital agriculture as we do today. And that's why I believe it, you know, 11 years ago, we may not have even noticed these things like we do today.
Agriculture in a lot of the United States uses GPS to support their practices, and the disruption in the producer's ability to use it could be very disruptive.
Two-thirds of planted acres in the United States have GPS that comes across it. And think about it this way, you know, what if this technology that we've grown to be accustomed to goes away? You know, we may have adopted it when we had six-row or eight-row planters, but now that we've done away with row markers, we've expanded that to 48-row planters, you know, so you know, those do not lend themselves to getting mechanical, visible row markers. What if we do not have access to GPS for a day during the planting season? You know, it's going to be annoying, frustrating. You know, it's not necessarily catastrophic if we have to take the day off and, you know, make up the planting date, you know, sometime in late May instead of mid-April. But there will be yield penalties for doing so.
That was Kansas State University precision agricultural economist Terry Griffin with information on solar activity and how it could introduce issues to agriculture in the United States. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting close to 3,000 head for the customer appreciation sale today, featuring several big strings and loads of yearlings off grass along with background yearlings. They'll sell away cows and bulls at 9:30 a.m. Be starting out with loads of bigger cattle and will sell lightweight calves later in the sale. The reminder, customer appreciation sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Quick run through of early consignments include 5 black steers and heifers weighing 350 to 450, 59 black Charolais steers and heifers weighing 4 to 650, 12 red and white face red steers and heifers 40-day wean weighing 5 to 6, 12 black steers and heifers 5 to 650, 10 calves weighing 5 to 6.5, 140 black steers and heifers off grass 525 to 6.25, 110 black steers and heifers weigh 550 to 8, 80 black and Charolais steers off grass 6 to 725, 66 mostly black steers weighing 6 to 750. 80 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 125 mostly black steers and heifers 6 to 850. 90 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 875. 4 black heifers weigh 650. 40 black and white face, red and white face heifers 650 to 750. 36 black heifers 650 to 750. 25 black steers and heifers weigh 675 to 750. 36 mostly black steers off grass 7 to 9. 180 black steers and heifers weigh 7 to 850. 40 black steers and heifers 725 to 850. 75 mixed yearling heifers 750 to 8 and a quarter. 20 Hereford steers weigh 750 to 850. 130 mostly black heifers off grass 775 to 8. 66 black and Charolais heifers 775 to 8. 50 black and Charolais yearling steers and heifers 775 to 850. 450 mixed yearling steers native off grass 775 to 875. 130 black and white face steers off grass 8 to 8 and a quarter. 66 black Charolais steers 8 to 8 and a quarter. 37 mostly black steers off grass weigh 8 to 9. 60 mostly black yearling steers off grass weigh 850 to 875. 60 red Charolais steers, 850 to 9. 22 black and red heifers weighing 850 to 9. 50 mostly black steers, 875 to 9. 12 black steers weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter. 42 black steers off grass weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. 18 black heifers at 9 to 950. 60 black Charolais cross steers off grass weigh 925 to 950. 60 black and Charolais cross steers off grass 925 to 950. 50 black and Charolais steers 925 to 950. Those, again, are early consignments with nearly 3,000 head of cattle expected for the customer appreciation sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminder, the cafe is open for breakfast this morning. The Elvis will be serving hamburgers and hot dogs with sides today.
Do you tap it, thump it, sniff it, or shake it? All about finding a good melon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 10th, the 222nd day of the year. Entertainer and sausage mogul Jimmy Dean was born on this day, and in 1821, Missouri became our 24th state. August is prime melon season, so here is some of our best advice for picking out a good one. If you're shopping for watermelon, look for a symmetrical shape with no scars or cracks. A small yellow spot isn't a problem. That's merely where it rested on the ground. Tapping on a watermelon should produce a low, hollow sound, more like plunk than plink. Cantaloupe and honeydew should feel heavy for their size. And the sniff test is usually foolproof. Remember this rule of thumb. If you can smell the flavor, it is ready to savor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, sunny and a mild 64 degrees this morning. Pleasant highs forecast in the 80s today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Fall training camps are underway for college football teams across the state, including the Kansas Jayhawks, as they say, coming off a big season for them last year. They're ready to kick it into high gear again for the 2023 season, with many of the coaches saying that they're not complacent in any way.
Trying to, you know, incorporate some movement and some things into things that we do, so it's not just static across the front all the time. So in that way, I think we're trying to do a little bit more pre-snap and post-snap kind of movement stuff. So best players, your good players, you want to play to their strengths too. We're trying to find out what those strengths are and adapt some things to get our best guys on the field and let them do what they do best.
I think they're hungry. There's no doubt. Progress, yes, but anywhere where we need to be, and whether it be in record and other things, there's a lot of things, especially when we looked at the back half of the season. They're not satisfied in any way, shape, or form. We are no place for complacency. Yes, progress has been made, but there's still a lot ahead of us.
Mid-American Network Sports.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excuse Bronco. Mach-E 23C083. MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Paying of 4778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
Kansas State University has announced that they have received a $5 million grant from the Kansas Department of Children and Families to try and increase the number of early childhood educators across the state. WIBW reports that the project will be implementing a new multi-level career path that serves as tools and guides for those interested in going to the advancement opportunities, focusing on workforce development, and the All In for Kansas Kids strategic plan. According to the university, they say it will be a multi-phase, multi-year plan coordinating with agencies, organizations, and different associations to implement the competency-based career pathway, along with launching an awareness campaign, conducting comprehensive workforce surveys, and developing a coaching and mentoring system to engage secondary and post-secondary institutions to help with child care and child care organizations around Kansas. According to the director of the Kansas Child Care Training Opportunities, they say the program hopefully will have a significant and positive effect on individuals in early child care careers and the children and families that they support around the state.
The annual Axtell Day celebration this weekend kicks off with a fun Friday. The Axtell Eagle football team barbecue at City Park begins at 5:30, a cornhole tournament at 6:30. Live music with Susie and the Reckless performing 7 till 10 p.m. and a 5K glow run and walk begins at 9 on Friday. Saturday activities include the parade at 10 a.m. Kids activities 11 to 1. Touch a truck. The Fireman's Barbecue serves Saturday 5 till 8 p.m. Full schedule of events on Facebook on the Axtell Pride page. Don't miss the Axtell Discovery Days this weekend. An Axtell invitation from the State Bank of Axtell, State Bank of Bern, offering personal and business banking products and services along with competitive loans. Member FDIC. Blue Valley Technologies, high-speed internet, BVTV, technical support, home and business phone service, and more from Blue Valley Technologies. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, owned by and ensuring quality of life for the members they serve. Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric. Let B&D Buildings quote your next metal storage or machine shed. They'll work with your design ideas. Call Brad Brockstrom with B&D Buildings of Axtell to get started today.
KNDY.
It's late in the evening. She wonders what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup.